and it spiraled. To make sure I really had it all figured out and that it wasn't just a fluke, I did it a few more times until I was convinced. I remember running into the house and hollering to my mother and asking her to come outside and watch this. She knew I was serious, and she came out, and sure enough, I did it again. She knew I thought it was a special moment, and that was good enough for her. I haven't forgotten it, but this is the first time I ever told that story. Here I was, 9 years old, and it was the first thing I did well. Most enjoyable time. If I had only played college football and never played a down in pro football, I would have been okay with that. Those years were the most fun because we were free. I made grades, played football, and had fun on campus. Played in a new stadium. It was just great. You might think I liked college because I did well, but that wasn't the case. It was more about me just being a part of something. It was always about the team. If we lost and I played well, there was nothing good about that. The main reason I liked college was because I loved the coaches and they loved me back. In the pros, my coach Chuck Knoll was a tough love kind of guy, and I couldn't handle it early on with the Steelers. Successful in sports early, successful in life late. I was always 5 years behind. 5 years behind in maturity level, 5 years behind in relationships, 5 years behind in college. I was clueless to anything that didn't involve me getting to the NFL. I never had good enough grades, and I never had a plan B. I just kept working hard to get what I wanted, with no fallback plan. Now for plan B. When I was done with pro football, I went right into broadcasting, doing color commentary with Vern Lundquist. The problem was, I didn't know what I was doing. And so I lost all my confidence. Wait a minute. Missed 4 Super Bowl rings, lost his confidence? Something doesn't compute here. I ran into the same problem in the booth as I did in school, and that was remembering names. I couldn't match up faces and players, and I was all but overwhelmed. I know it when I study it, but I kind of lose the words when the lights come on. Even today, you don't see me getting into many specifics with players because I don't know their numbers. Pressure. Bring it on. Nevertheless, I enjoyed broadcasting, and I learned to do well under pressure. I take a great event and then downsize it in my mind so I can relax. I tried hypnotism. I even used buzzwords like relax, confidence, and concentrate. Eventually, I learned to release all the energy in a positive way. Well, he wasn't known as the best clutch quarterback in history for nothing. At one point, I was so relaxed, I almost fell asleep in the locker room before games. But all this helps me perform in front of an audience. The first thing I do is to strip people of their titles. And then I strip the event of its importance. I convince myself that they're my friends, and they're not better than me. And then, when I've stripped them of all that, they're just like me. So I'm out there talking to a bunch of me's. It settles me down, and it makes it easier to talk to them. Personally speaking, I lost all my money twice. I've been divorced 3 times. I've been called stupid and dumb. And that's just a starting point. I learned what I need to do to get comfortable at it, and the whole time I'm going full speed ahead. I hear the critics, but it doesn't stop me. It never stopped me, and it never will. My rap. Just when you thought you knew him as a guy who had it all, you learned that no one has it all. Terry especially never had, nor never will have it easy. The important thing is, he kept moving forward, kept learning, and kept working. And the end result is 2 distinct Hall of Fame careers, one as a player, and now one as a broadcaster. Who knows, his next frontier might just be acting. I saw failure to launch, and old Terry was great. Of course, he'd be the last to acknowledge it, but he'd always be appreciative that you said it. Evander Holyfield. I always dream big. During the 1976 Olympics, I was watching a feature on the Spinks brothers, Leon and Michael. The whole world loved Sugar Ray Leonard and Howard Davis, but I related to those 2 brothers. They were from the projects, as was I. I looked at those 2 and thought, it is possible. Later, I found out it would take faith and hard work, but at the time, seeing them made it all seem possible and within reach. Put me in, coach. I had a hard time getting my football coach to put me in the game because I was a little guy, and he didn't know the size of my heart. My first goal was to play for the Atlanta Falcons, but the problem was that when I got to high school, I just could not get on the field. I was 110 pounds, and although the coaches thought I was